Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we wrap up the week looking at living with sincere love, we're looking at a loving generosity. We began in Romans chapter 12, and God's word tells us that love must be sincere. Let me list a lot of characteristics that I believe help describe what that sincere love looks like. You know, a lot of times we think of love in the Bible. We go to Corinthians and Paul's instruction there, which is some great material as well. But today we get to this point where God says to share with God's people in need, practice hospitality. I read that and I think about the love that we ought to have, the love that God has had for us. I think this idea of a growing and loving generosity ought to be a part of every believer's life. Obviously, sharing with those in need. And I know we can look at that verse and say, well, it says God's people. Okay, start there. Who do you define God's people to be? Well, in the Old Testament, the God's people were typically viewed as the nation of Israel, those that not only God had called to himself, but those that had aligned themselves with God. Or was it? You see, even when the nation of Israel, the people of Israel, chose to reject God, chose to walk away, chose to not align themselves with God, they were still called his people. They were still those chosen by God. And today we read that and we think, well, God's people, that's the believers, that's the people at church, that's those that have accepted Christ. And I would ask, are you sharing with those who are in need? Because I believe once you begin, once you take on this attitude of a loving generosity, that it grows. If you just choose to start somewhere with someone, God produces within you not only a desire, but the ability to share with others even more so. And pretty soon you begin to see God's people as those that he has called to himself, which, by the way, is everyone. Just as in the Old Testament, those that had been called by God to himself did not always choose to walk with him, there are many that God continually calls who have not yet responded. And so rather than get into a discussion or debate on who I ought to be generous with, my encouragement would be to start with the needs that you see, with the needs that God has brought to your attention. And in this same verse, he says to share with God's people God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. You see, living with this loving generosity is not just about giving away our stuff. It's not just about meeting the physical needs with the stuff that God has allowed us to use. It's about giving of ourselves. Sometimes the people that you encounter, their greatest need is not from your pocketbook or your belongings, but it's from your time. And this loving generosity says that I will share from what God has blessed me with, but I will share from the life He has blessed me with. And when God calls us to practice hospitality, He's talking about sharing life with one another. When the early church began to grow, it talked about meeting together day by day, from house to house. It wasn't reliant solely on a once a week gathering at a central location. They would gather however they could, whenever they could. And not to diminish the weekly gathering, Paul would write and talk about doing things in an orderly manner where they come together on the first day of the week. Those gatherings of the body are important. But it shouldn't end there. The hospitality God wants us to live with, the generosity of self, says that we do life together in some way, form, or fashion. We share of ourself. One of the greatest needs throughout the COVID era, even I believe beyond the physical healing of people, is the sense of community. The hospitality that finds ways to overcome the loneliness, the isolation. You see, when God calls us to live with a loving generosity, He says, consider my presence in you and share it. You see, when God writes and Paul writes through the inspiration of God's Spirit to the Philippians and to us, He asked this series of questions about what you have through being united with Christ. What has God produced in you? Do you have any comfort from being united with Christ? Do you have any encouragement from being united with Christ? And as he goes through this series of questions, I'm told that it's written in a way that presumes the answer is, of course you do. He says, since you know all of that, then Paul says to make his joy complete by being of one mind, taking on the attitude of Christ Jesus. An attitude filled with the loving generosity that did not come to be served, but to serve. To seek those who were lost. To bind the wounds of those who were hurt. To comfort the brokenhearted. And when we take on that attitude of Jesus, we begin to live with this loving generosity that says, I belong to God. Therefore, everything within Me? Everything within my possession. Is available for his use. And we come up with all kinds of excuses. And it's I've heard them, I've said them. Well, how do you know it's really a legitimate need? I don't know that you always will. I can assure you that in my experience, there are more than enough opportunities to practice a loving generosity that really have very little doubt of how genuine the need really is. That you could start there. But I would encourage you to broaden your view of generosity. Not to leave out what we might typically think of as the giving of finances, the giving of stuff, the giving of the tangible things that are needed in life. But consider God's purpose in tying together. And I know that the original letter did not have chapters and verses. But these two statements today are in the same verse. But even beyond that, they are connected. They follow each other very tightly. To share with God's people in need, to practice hospitality. And as you realize that the giving of yourself may be more important even than the giving of your stuff, that your practice of the one would increase your practice of the other. Because each one will help you to see that it's God's to begin with. And I believe the practice, I love that term, practice hospitality. Typically, I think a practice, I think, is something we're doing hoping to get better at it. I know we use the word in a lot of different ways, but and at least for me, hospitality is one of those things that can be tough. I got a mug the other day that talked about social distancing and how I've prepared for this time all my life. Hospitality and sharing, I believe, becomes easier once we just do it and then choose to do it again. And there are some that it seems to come easy to them. And I know that you read Scripture and there are those that have are gifted in the area of hospitality. They're gifted in the area of generosity and giving. But God never says, those are the only ones I expect to be generous. Those are the only ones I expect to be hospitable. No, it's a command. It's an instruction for every one of us to consider what God has given us, and then find ways to share that with others. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has expressed your generosity towards us in so many ways and so many times in our life. And so, Father, today I pray that you would help us to be generous people, generous with our stuff and generous with ourself, that we would share with your people who are in need wherever we find them, that we would see the people around us as those that have been called by you to yourself, whether they've accepted that yet or not. That we would share of the material possessions that you've entrusted us with. We would share from ourself, our time, our ability to listen. That we would learn to practice and grow in generosity of hospitality, as well as grow in a generosity of giving. Father, today as we consider, may you help us to evaluate what it is we have, and whether we feel like we're that widow with only two mites in our possession, or we feel like we're that rich man who has to tear down the old barns and build bigger ones because we've got so much stuff. Or whether we feel more likely somewhere in between those. May we accurately evaluate where we're at, and more importantly, Father, help us to accurately evaluate what we're doing with the stuff. And not just evaluate the physical stuff of life that you've blessed us with, but evaluate the intangible life that you've given us and what we're doing with it. Oh, Father, today as we live with a growing sincerity of love, may we grow in this area of loving, of having a loving generosity. Help us to share with your people in need and to practice hospitality. Father, may we see that as important for us, because it's important to you. And God, as we live with more openness in our heart, more willingness to give, more willingness to share, may our sharing with those in need, may our practice of hospitality be done in a way that lifts up Jesus at every opportunity possible, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that God would richly bless your day so that you can be a blessing to others. We'll take the weekend off again from the live broadcast, but be back Monday morning, God willing. Have a great day.